A program at Eastern Michigan University is helping students with autism navigate college life. It's part of the university's Autism Collaboration Center. The center helps people with autism of all ages. Today, we're going to talk about one of its principles, that there's no reason an individual with autism can't succeed in college. Lisa Johnstone is with the center. Lisa, how does the center help college students navigate college life?
With our college supports program, students are able to get customized one-to-one, really coaching to support them through whatever they need to be successful in college. And for a person with autism, a lot of times that's reminders about homework, a way to organize themselves in a day. It also involves talking with professors, and we are really fortunate to have other faculty members working with the center that can talk faculty to faculty and really describe the challenges of a student with autism. And those professors can learn a better way to work with that student.
Tell me about some of the specific challenges that someone with autism who's going to college might face, and how this person who's assisting them will help them face those challenges.
Problem solving is one of the challenges that a young adult with autism would have. So if they were in class and unsure of what is going on, they'd be reluctant to raise their hand. Also, in interacting with other students, so if there's group work, that's going to be one of the biggest fears that the student may have. So it's that whole balance of making sure that the student is prepared with each class, and then also starting kind of small and then building up. Right now, we're working with a student who wants to live on campus, and that's going to happen for next year. So navigating the campus life, navigating all of it, and reaching that goal. So,
how does this program help the students beyond college later on in life?
So employment is definitely a challenge for individuals with disabilities, specifically individuals with autism. So what we're doing is adding the continuum of services on how to get employers to better understand the needs, and then also prepare the individuals on what to expect in the workplace. The unemployment rate among people with disabilities, all disabilities, is somewhere around 16% to 20% in the United States.
Now, before college, as I understand it, you advocated for people with disabilities. Why do you feel so strongly about this issue?
Well, I am a person with disabilities. I'm deaf and I have a physical disability, and I didn't let that stand in my way of going to college and graduate school and having a career. And people will frequently ask me when they find out that I'm deaf, because it's not a lot of people know, they'll say, well, you know, how did you do that? Well, I just did it. I went through, and there was a time when I had a person, one of my professors actually told me I could never succeed in what I was doing because I was deaf. So what that really did was inspire me to, I wanted to be behind the change and the change making, starting the conversation about people with disabilities, making it something that can be more comfortable for people, because it's surprising that in 2012, sometimes when someone sees me walk, they look away because they're uncomfortable with the way that I walk with my physical disability. So how can we have that open conversation? Because that's going to benefit everyone. If everyone feels more comfortable with, okay, someone's a little bit different, but it doesn't mean they can't do the job and they're not an asset to the workplace.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk with me about this.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's great to be here.